"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
To inspire students with stories from American history that embody the principles of freedom.
The bill also bans CRT training for employees. DeSantis says the state will not allow the teaching that a person is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive because of their race, color, national origin, or sex. He says that's wrong. Stocks have slumped big time. The Dow dumped 981 points. S&P 500 had its biggest one-day loss in almost 7 weeks, losing 2.8% of its value. Financial analyst Guy Adami says the Federal Reserve is no longer underwriting the markets.
The safety net that's been below the market in the form of the Federal Reserve literally for the last 13 years has been taken away in their effort to combat an inflation problem that is obviously getting out of control.
Economists say the markets have also been rattled by disappointing profit reports from several companies. President Biden has visited Green River College in Washington to talk about lowering the cost of prescription drugs.
Folks, we may not agree on everything. I think it's safe to say that all of us, whatever our background, our age, where we live, agree that prescription drugs are outrageously expensive.
Biden has been a supporter of efforts to cap the price of insulin at $35 per month. He also wants companies that increase prescription drug prices faster than the pace of inflation to face a steep excise tax. And he wants to let Medicare negotiate the price of prescription drugs directly with pharmaceutical companies. In October, the Biden administration rescinded an insulin pricing rule put in place by the Trump administration. And Ukrainian officials say they are still in control of the key port city of Mariupol, despite Russia's claim of victory in the city. Former CIA intelligence officer Daryl Blocker says it's not known exactly how many fighters and civilians are holed up in a massive steel plant in the city.
It's not just as simple as claiming victory. And I would think that most presidents around the world would cease and desist with declaring victory when clearly there's still things going on the ground.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says assessments show Ukrainian troops are still fighting in the southern city. Russian President Putin ordered his troops yesterday not to storm the steel plant. A city official in Mariupol says Russian forces are still bombing the area. We will go to the 215 next.
You want to sell your house or condo fast and easy, you call Seller's Advantage.
They're going to buy your home as is for cash, and they're going to make you a cash offer within 24 hours.
Whether your home is a complete dump or is in perfect condition.
With Seller's Advantage, there won't be realtor fees or commissions, no escrow fees. You won't have to make repairs. No open houses with those weird strangers walking through your home. No banks, no termite inspections, no hassles.
They're not a lowball company.
Yeah, the goal is to get you the same amount of money that you would get the traditional way, but there won't be all the hassles and problems.
With Seller's Advantage, you get to choose when you want to close.
Then listen to this. They'll even advance you up to $20,000 before the close for moving expenses.
So if you want to sell your home fast and easy, get an as-is cash offer within 24 hours, you call Seller's Advantage.
The number is 888-321-AS-IS. Call 888-321-AS-IS. That's 888-321-AS-IS or go to sellersadvantage.com.
DRE number 0196-1658.
Southland weather from KFI sunny tomorrow. Highs low to mid-70s for metro LA. 70s to around 80 in the valleys. Low to upper 70s for inland Orange County and the Inland Empire. Right now it's 66 in Seal Beach and 58 in Agoura Hills. The KFI financial report, the Dow closed down 981, S&P 500 down 122, NASDAQ down 335, and the average price of a gallon of regular gas in California is $5.68. For the lowest gas prices in your area, check out our website. That's KFIAM640.com. The keyword is gas. We're going to go to the 215 in Riverside.
Northbound at Central Avenue, look out for a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic is stop and go from Alessandro Boulevard. Big trouble continues on the 91 in Anaheim Hills. Let's get the very latest from KFI in the skies. Mike O'Brien, Mike.
Yeah, about 3.5, almost 4 hours now on this one. This is the 91 westbound approaching the 241. The guy trailing a nice boat, and he rear-ended the big rig. The boat flies off the trailer and lands on top of the pickup truck. So it's a long time of coming here. Bumper to bumper, all the way back to the 15, and we got the basically only the carpool and the, well, actually fast track and the left lane available. There's like four right that are closed. On the eastbound side, that is backed up all the way almost to Imperial Highway, and it's also affecting the toll road, the 241 northbound. That's backed up and over the hill all the way back towards Irvine Lake, and I gotta tell you, you know, between the toll and the cost of gas, that's probably about a $20 drive. Mike O'Brien, KFI in the sky.
We've got trouble in El Segundo as well on PCH northbound at South Hughes Way. A crash blocks the three right lanes. You're jammed there from Rosecrans Avenue. KFI in the sky helps get you there faster. I'm Dave Joseph.
Want a Tesla Model 3?
Skip the wait and save big by subscribing at autonomy.com.
You can drive one home this week with plans as low as $490 a month.
That's cheaper than a lease, loan, or rental, and you can walk away anytime after 90 days.
For full terms, check out autonomy.com.
Call Service Champions for their $88 professional AC tune-up at 833-777-7777.
KFI.
More stimulating talk.
An iHeart radio station.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
No, welcome. It's a 5 o'clock hour on a Friday, so in about 15 minutes, we'll have Moistline callers.
Did you see Philadelphia dropped its mask mandate?
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago.
No, yesterday.
I saw the story at least yesterday, if not the day before, that they were planning to drop it, right?
Yeah, they lifted it today.
Yet L.A. County instituted a mask mandate at the airport.
It only lasted 4 days.
Yeah. Well, the case has dropped. It's the same excuse they always have.
In 4 days?
Yeah, the numbers dropped from 4 days.
They
overreacted.
They instituted the new mandate on Monday, and by Friday it's like, it's okay.
Today is Earth Day. You know where Biden was. Well, by the way, we're going to play that clip again. We should do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When he couldn't think of G7.
The brain stall.
The brain stall is hilarious. He was in Seattle on Earth Day, and apparently he stuck in he's a fan of windmills.
Of course he is.
apparently for decades, residents in Nantucket have been opposed to offshore wind farms near Martha's Vineyard.
Of course. And I bet you every one of them is terrified of climate change. But they don't want windmills disturbing their pristine view of the ocean. Please, put up the windmills near the riffraff.
Yeah.
Not, so don't ruin our view.
Today and he just said they're pretty.
Windmills are pretty.
I bet you.
Don't really have an opinion.
I bet you he loves. Well, I mean, if you're looking out in the ocean, they're ugly. Depends where they are. They're kind of cool when you go down the 10 freeway out in the desert.
Yeah, out there in the desert. There's a whole bunch of them all lined up. Right,
right, because there's nothing to look at in the desert. So they're kind of cool all lined up, and they're not bothering anybody there.
Right.
But, you know, if you paid, $18 million for oceanfront property in Nantucket, and you know.
Oh, is that where they are? They're in the water?
Yeah, they put them out in the water, and then you could see them spinning around. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, you're right. Offshore wind farms near Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, they filed a lawsuit to stop a proposed.
Well, because
I thought those people that would be real climate.
They're no because
change believers.
Like Al Gore is and Leonardo DiCaprio. They're climate change believers in their private planes. No, they're all hypocrites. Every single one of them is a hypocrite. For God's sakes, if you have an $18 million mansion. How much energy are you using to power that thing? Stop it. You're all fools.
All right, here is Biden, another speech he made where he can't seem to come up with the name for the G7, which is a government organization of countries that gathers together every now and then to discuss economic issues. I guess this is him referring to them, but he can't come up with their name.
We saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the big meeting we had in Europe. 100 nations around the globe.
Now, we timed this. Can you play it isolated?
At the big meeting we had in Europe.
That's not edited. 4.7
that
seconds.
That sounds like some sort of digital overlay there.
Like, remember CDs used to skip like that?
Yeah, I know.
At the big meeting we had in Europe.
Can't you make like a rap track out of that? That's got a rhythm to it there.
You probably could make a real song.
At the big meeting we had in Europe.
It's every day. This is so great.
All right. Well, now's our time to bring on some people to possibly win a $100 gas card. How's it going over there?
All right.
Do we know?
We got three contestants, so.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, I'm completely cut off from the phone system, so I don't
That's
know what's
right.
going
John
on.
John cannot handle this. It's up to...
So we're relying on Eric and Ray.
Well,
great.
All right. First up, we got Doris. Doris, you're on the John and Ken show.
Okay, Doris, you got 30 seconds. Sing any kind of a song you want, and there's a competition among three of you to win the $100 gas card.
You got it. Old man Biden... That old man Biden, he just keeps mumbling. He just keeps fumbling. That old man Biden, he just keeps stumbling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Toast that bar, lift that rail, get a little drunk anyway.
All right, very good.
Yeah, look at that. Looks like she had a longer production there.
Extensive writing there.
Exactly right. All right. I'm somewhat impressed. We'll see what happens.
Let's get contestant number two. Who is it?
All right. Next up is Patricia. Patricia, you're on the John and Ken show.
30 seconds, Patricia.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we want to hear you do 30 seconds.
All right. Here we go. I can get no gas satisfaction. I can get no gas satisfaction, but I cry, and I cry, and I cry. Please help me, KFI. I can't get no gas card yet, but John and Ken, and
Ken, what you can't see is Deborah rocking back and forth, singing along.
Well, that was passionate there.
Yeah. Yeah, you were into it there.
I was. Woohoo.
Right. Stones.
Okay.
I liked it. All right, well, we still got one more contestant before we vote.
All right, last but not least, we got Victoria. Victoria, you're on the John and Ken show.
Three women today.
Ladies rule.
Hello.
Yeah, Victoria, you ready for your 30 seconds of singing?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a little nervous.
Start whenever you want.
Okay, I'm ready. Can we please ring the gas station guard? Because my self-esteem is too far. And the gas station price too high.
All right, thank you. I don't know what to make of that one.
That was complicated by maybe a bad phone connection, right? You think maybe?
Were there? Did you make out the lyrics?
No.
Or the tune?
Please tell me where a gas station. Is that what?
I think it was something about her softball team trying to get somewhere.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
wow,
I see.
I'm way off.
There might have been a story in there. That. All right. Well, we got the three contestants. How are we voting here? Number two. The satisfaction.
Yeah, I'm voting for Patricia.
Patricia.
Gas station.
Patricia.
All right. Oh, it's a unanimous vote.
All right.
Well, put her
well,
on.
There we go.
Patricia. Patricia Jagger, welcome.
Yes, fantastic. Woo!
And you just made that up on the fly, huh?
Yeah, well, hey, I listen to you guys all the time, and love you, and woo-hoo! I like to say I'm in my car using gas to listen to you guys.
All right. Well,
yes.
That's true. It is more important that the person winning is in a car, right?
You sound high as a kite.
Not while I'm driving, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Maybe it didn't wear off yet.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get the $100 gas card. Thank you for calling. Congratulations.
There we go. All right. Well, there you go. That's our winner today is Patricia. You can win a $100 gas card on KFI all day long. As you probably have been hearing, it starts on the Bill Handel Show in the morning. Gary and Shannon have a gas card to give away at 11 o'clock hour. And Tim Conway does it at night and the 7 o'clock hour. I just got an interesting press release worth mentioning, and then we're going to be coming back with the Moist line. The recall George Gascon, recall DA GeorgeGascon.com
yeah.
people,
yeah.
They are having what they're calling a Super Saturday petition signing event. They were going to have people with the petitions to recall DA George Gascon at every city hall in Los Angeles County on April 30th. It isn't tomorrow. It's a week from tomorrow. Every city hall in LA County. Agoura Hills, the whole list is here. Arcadia, Artesia, Avalon, wherever you live. If you've got a city hall, they're going to have people there with the petitions a week from tomorrow. We'll probably post this and talk about it more. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that date. Right. They're calling a Super Saturday signing day. So they're really kicking it in gear. Recall DA GeorgeGascon.com. Surprise. I would think it's been a few days since we talked about Gascon. That doesn't happen often, does it?
No. We did not have an atrocity in the last 24 hours. All right, more coming up.
Is he going to sing for the gas card?
Boy, oh boy. Somebody's got to give him an injection.
You know what he revealed today? He has a 1972 Corvette that he says is a big gas guzzler. He could use that gas card.
Oh,
Biden actually owns an old Corvette.
Yeah, there's photos of that, of him driving it.
Right, but he says he doesn't drive it very often. It's just a classic car he keeps.
Because they took the keys away.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 68 Corvette.
No, I don't think Joe has car keys anymore. All right.
The bicycle's dangerous enough.
Yeah, we come back. What do we got? We got, the Moist line. Yes, that's next. John and Ken KFI.
Making news this afternoon, they delayed an arraignment hearing. It was the first court appearance that was scheduled for this Smiley Martin. He is one of the shooters in that big, horrible downtown Sacramento shootout that resulted in the death of 6 people and injured 12 more. One of the reasons is he got hurt, too. He got shot. So he had to be moved from the hospital, but they only brought him in for 1 minute, and then they delayed the whole thing until Tuesday. I think, though, this was still about the gun charges.
Yeah, they haven't charged him yet.
Unlawful possession of a firearm.
With the murders yet.
No. And I don't think he killed all 6 people, either. There's got to be somebody else that they're going to eventually pin this on. Police are searching, by the way, we didn't even mention this, for yet another suspect. With the name Mtula. It's M-T-U-L-A. Mtula yes. Payton. He's 27 years old. He's wanted on multiple felony warrants. So this is already a kind of a career criminal. It's a 27-year-old. And they're trying to track him down. And he, of course, also has an extensive criminal record. And, of course, Smiley's the one that we told you should not have been released. He got early release from prison. Doesn't matter what the El Segundo Times says.
Extra super early release.
Yeah,
and
we talked about this earlier in the show. Prop 57, Dan Walters did a good column on it at Cal Matters, if you want to read more. But Jerry Brown, if you're responsible for Prop 57,
he wrote it,
rigged it.
He wrote it, rigged it, dishonestly promoted it. It was just a pack of lies and deception. And Jerry Brown was never called to account. He ought to go to jail for what he did because he's responsible for those deaths in Sacramento. There's a lot of crimes that Brown is responsible for because it's not just a policy idea that he promoted. He lied about the policy idea. He deceived the public intentionally. The whole campaign was deception.
The seminarian, he felt guilty for tough sentencing laws that were passed when he was governor the first time around the 70s into the early 80s.
So many of these people in politics or in the bureaucracy were dealing with their emotional issues that they haven't worked out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he walks around with some kind of weird guilt. And you know, if he wants to be a priest, Jerry Brown wanted to be a priest. I wonder why. And he wants to be a priest, then you go work out your spiritual issues there. But you don't transfer it to politics and then write. That's the thing. He's supposed to be religious. He was so dishonest. He lied so much about that proposition and fooled people.
And another one is Newsom, who his father attached himself to the Getty family. So Newsom has always wanted to be like one of these wealthy inside people. Hence, dinners at the French Laundry, big expensive vacation trips. He wants to be a big player. He wants to be a big wealthy. And what was that spread they did years ago? What he and his then girlfriend, was that Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Guilfoyle, yeah. When
they tried to be the Kennedys?
Kennedys, yeah. He was going to be John Kennedy. She was going to be Jackie Kennedy. In fact, she wore clothes very similar to Jackie Kennedy from the 1960s.
Is she still with the Trump son?
The Trump spawn, yeah. Yeah, who knows what she's about? Boy, that's a story, huh?
All right, well, every week at this time, we're going to bring in the Moistline people. We know you want to hear what they have to say for the week, so here they come. You can leave a message. You can use the iHeartRadio app, their talkback feature represented by a little microphone. Or you call, of course, the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You can't set off a nuclear weapon because something's on fire. A nuclear weapon needs to have an internal explosion caused, usually with dynamite, to initiate a nuclear reaction. Read up on it. Don't sound ignorant.
Hello? Hello? Hey there.
My daughter graduates Cal State Fullerton in about 7 weeks, and they are requiring all people who want to watch the graduation have not only vaccination and boost, but masks or a negative COVID test within the last 24 hours.
Oh,
you talk
God.
About communism.
You haven't heard the fat lady sing. People are ridiculous thinking the pandemic is completely over.
Hey, what's up, John? John in the house. Hey, you know what? You know what, John? Everybody in the east side got your back. Whenever you want to come down to East LA, we got you, John. We got you covered. You're the boy. Keep up the good work. Let's go.
At least we have a little chance
to
voice the opinion that John Colbelt is basically an idiot.
I think every jail and prison phone call should be made available to the public. That would be great. You could listen to all these turds have to say to all their wonderful friends and family. Don't you think that'd be a great idea?
Hear ye, hear ye. We now declare on the John and Ken Show, if either one of you used the word Angelino again, you'll be strung up nude and you'll have to turn into a vegan.
Vegan juice. It makes sense, Deborah. Almonds don't produce milk. Soybeans don't produce milk. None of those items produce milk. The only thing that produces milk are, what, mammals, right?
Hey, never mind giving the job to Eric Garcetti in India. You gotta get the job of wiping Joe Biden's
Deborah, you're cute and bubbly and we love you, but for God's sake, do you have such little faith in your immune system that you can't combat anything that comes into your nasal passages? Seriously.
What? How do you know when your city is really bad and corrupt? When your own mayor, at the end of his term, becomes homeless and unemployed.
John, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard you say. Mm. I'm 74 years old. If I even get a cold, it's not good for me. I don't want to die. So I'm going to wear a mask. So you can say I'm a wuss or whatever, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
It sounds like he's
John's
on his way.
John's right. Men wear masks now. Well, they did before, too. But sometimes they had to get on the plane. At this point, big old fat men wear a mask. Right on, John.
Our society is broken. I already thought it was broken, but that's the most horrific thing. I don't know why I even watched it. That is horrible.
Oh, the video.
We have no society left.
I thought our driver's license would be enough, but no, we have to have real ID. Do they have that at the border coming through here with no mask and diseases on from other countries? I think not.
Get over it, Deborah. The f***ing dog can't come in from Ukraine. America doesn't want any f***ing Russian dogs in the country. Stop f***ing about it.
Do you believe any of this crap? This woke stupidity? Who cares about the environment? Screw it. Burn it all down and drill oil as much as they can. And over and over and over until there isn't one drop left. And then get the gold.
What kind of bullshit is this? This county's going crazy. First they close down the restaurants with mask mandates and restaurants are forced to have takeout only. Now they're passing laws so these restaurants can't have takeout with these bans on styrofoam and everything. What kind of bullshit is that?
Hey, Joe, who's in charge here? You or the Easter Bunny?
Despite the many shortcomings of the Republican Party, voting Democrat has and continues to destroy this state and this country.
Thank you for leaving your message.
What an ordinary crowd today.
It was an ordinary crowd of mostly men. We had three women sing for the gas card. We had mostly men sounding off there. A couple of voices got so low and grumbly. Crotchety angry men on the voice line. Don't you love it?
Yeah. You got a lot of hostility this round, too.
Yeah.
She did, yeah. She didn't even understand some of it.
I don't know. You just drive some people crazy.
Well, Eric had to explain the one about my immune system is because how I say that I will always wear a mask
right.
on a plane.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with me having faith. I have gotten sick many times, and my job is not a normal job. I have to speak. And so if I have a cold and I sound all stuffed up and I'm coughing, it's very hard to do my job. So I don't want to get sick.
Right.
How's that?
So she's always going to wear a mask on her head.
On a plane.
On a plane.
On a plane, she says. What, not in all the stores and all the other public places.
No. I don't wear a mask now.
You're only worried about the plane. All right.
Yes.
All right. We've got another round of the Moist Line coming up. We're going to throw a hack in a dumpster, right?
We are. It's going to be devoted to one of the big stories this week. And you'll find out who's going in the dumpster as the mob members join us next.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, we've lost many Ukrainians who were part of our mob. They had to go help the homeland defend itself from the Russians. But many other mob members that we've added over the years throughout the world have stepped up. There's Serbs, there's Turks.
They're the Serbs. The Serbs. That is a real group of Serbs. Chanting for Donald Trump, yes.
The French who did their uprising a couple of years ago. Right. By the way, that weenie Macron could be in trouble in his re-election.
Yeah, I know.
There in France as the president. There's some far-right candidate named Marine Le Pen.
Yeah,
who apparently is facing him in a runoff.
I couldn't care less who runs France, but I like to see wieners get...
He's kind of a Garcetti type.
Garcetti, Newsom, Trudeau in Canada, Macron. They're all the silly little pajama boys.
Yeah, the soy boys.
The soy boys.
What happened to that mayor of Minneapolis? What was his name?
Oh, I forgot his name.
It was
like
the original soy boy.
Yeah, and the mayor of Minneapolis, the mayor of Portland. They're all the same guy. They're all silly man children.
So we got enough mob members to help us carry this off. It's kind of a lightweight in that it's not a group of people or a large person. I mean, I'm looking at a story right now. UCLA has just released a new survey. LA County quality of life hits the lowest level in 7 years. High prices, homelessness, rising crime, and health concerns are taking their toll on the quality of life in LA County. Couple that with one of the other big stories today. Homeless deaths in Los Angeles County spiked 56% during the pandemic. And remember what was going on. Oh, leave them alone, hands off, homeless people, they could get COVID. So, you know, if we bring them into shelters, if we disturb their living situation, because a lot of them live alone.
They might die.
Yeah, well, they died.
Yeah, let them die in the streets.
Drug overdoses was the number one cause.
Yeah, leave them alone so they die in the streets of their overdoses. You don't want to bring them in and help them.
Yeah, that's the big story. Drug overdose, the number one cause of homeless deaths in LA County.
I'm racking my brain trying to figure all this stuff out. The LA County supervisors, LA City Council, all the homeless bureaucrats, they're really cold, cruel, heartless people. But they all know how to publicly promote compassion, right? They use all the buzzwords, and people are easily manipulated. And in fact, that's why I mentioned that Netflix show Inventing Anna, because it's a wonderful case study in how you can fool people and manipulate them.
Right.
And they know how to do this. Is a science. The handlers behind public figures and politicians, it could be corporate leaders, it could be celebrities, they know how to connect with the public and lull you into accepting whatever nonsense they're selling.
Right.
And because this is really awful and cruel what they're doing. They know what's going on. They don't care. I can't wait. I mean, this whole segment's about the Metro violence and Steve Gregory's 2.5-minute video he got a hold of all the shootings and the rapes and the stabbings and all that, right? But he's got a stack. He came in here with it. I haven't gotten to see it yet. He's got to go through a stack of emails and documents that people in Metro and people in law enforcement are sending him, where you had the people running Metro telling law enforcement to stand down.
Right.
You know, it's in black and white. And that's the reality of it. And then the public persona is like, well, we want everyone, all our Metro customers, to have a safe ride. Safety is paramount for us. And no, it's not. It's a total lie. It's a total fabrication. And I'm hoping the stuff Steve has is going to finally convince a lot of people that we got to have a wholesale clean out of county supervisors and city council members, because that's the board of Metro.
There's got to be a point. You know, one possibility is the mayor's race, where if somebody like Rick Caruso wins, he's not exactly an outsider, but he's as far as an outsider as we're going to get. He's running the right commercials with the right message to people. He's getting picked on by the woke people, which is perfect because he's rich and he has solutions to crime and homelessness that they don't like. This could be at least a small earthquake, a small ripple to start something going. The hack for the dumpster today, yes, John's right. It's dedicated to what Steve was able to unearth this week, this horrible but also amazing 2.5-minute video of violence on LA County's Metro system. This has all come about because there's a struggle going on between the L.A. County Sheriff, as there always is, Alex Villanueva, and the L.A. County Board of Supervisors and the Metro people over security on the trains and buses.
And going, you know, connecting with what we were just talking about, Villanueva wanted to release this months ago and was blocked by the Metro Board. And then Steve wanted to release it, and he was heavily lobbied by the Metro Board not to do that.
Right.
And finally, he did it. And now the whole world's seeing what's going on. They wanted to cover all this up, and even now they're refusing to comment on it, even though the TV stations are running the video, and it's all over the internet, and everybody's horrified. It just makes your stomach sick. You want to vomit when you see this kind of violence. And they're hoping it goes away. That's all. They're waiting for the storm to crest and fade out. They don't care if you die on Metro. They don't care. They don't care if the homeless people die on the street. They don't care. They just want their piece of the racket.
So we tried to take a look at the entire Metro board. It's tough to find when you go to the Metro website, and it's also very large. So we just selected the top of the turd chain, and this would be the board chair, Hilda Solis, who, as we told you, most of these board people on Metro are just hack politicians who have other jobs. She is, of course, on the LA County Board of Supervisors. I think she's actually the chair of the Board of Supervisors, too.
Yeah.
The five of them. Right. So we have picked her out to throw her in the dumpster over this horrendous violence on the Metro system. Here is her speaking, I think, during the pandemic about how they're going to get riders to and from where they have to go. Well, let's listen.
Metro has always done more than move residents to and from their destinations. Under our leadership, I believe that Metro can serve as a bridge to our communities, our culture, our education, and opportunities that enhance the health.
She's full of it. She doesn't believe in any of that. People are getting stabbed, shot, and raped. Women getting raped.
Community stakeholders. Are you ready?
Listen to her babble about community stakeholders. All right, Ukrainians, Serbs, French.
I look forward to
upside down, in there, go. Boom. Done. Well, out of all the frauds on that LA County Supervisors, what a group of frauds. She is at the very top.
I mean, the pandemic really exposed Metro because all that was left was criminals and homeless people. And now they can't get riders back. And like Steve's tape, that's not going to convince anybody to ride a train or a bus anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
They already knew this, though. They had surveys. Many women just didn't feel safe.
Right, right. But they got billions. Remember there was a tax increase a few years ago?
Yes.
That the stupid dope Garcetti pushed.
Right.
In order to increase funding for transit. So they got their money. They're spending their money. Yes. They don't care that nobody sane uses the train system. They don't worry about that.
All right, so it's LA County. I don't think we ever threw her in before. I don't remember. LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis, who happens to be the chair of the Metro Board, and there she is bragging about the great Metro when people are getting stabbed and shot and beat up. All right, coming up to finish the week, it will be Moistline Part 2.
John and Ken, KFI.
Look at that. There's another one of these surveys out about the worst cities for traffic.
Yeah.
Waze, right? They shared it with Fox News Digital. LA only came in fifth. It's not bad. Washington, D.C. apparently has had a big jump in traffic just since the pandemic started to ease off here.
Now, what?
Houston and New York City.
What period?
Current. It's current.
Current?
Yeah, it's current. Right.
It is somewhat less trafficy than it was for my ride.
Yeah, this is July 2021 to March 2022. So it's the last year or so, or last 8 months. And, it's trying to take a look at how much traffic has bounced back as people start to return to more normal activities. And I think it's not saying that L.A. doesn't have a big traffic problem, but it just Washington's the one that really jumped the most terms of the change.
Oh, yeah. That's L.A. still bad. It's all bad. I mean, they can nitpick on the numbers, but it's all. That's why, I don't mind people moving out.
I know you don't.
It's not always the right people moving out, but I just want less of everybody.
We're going to fade away, but before we do, we're going to bring you more Moistline calls because, you know, you live for that every Friday at around 5:20 and 5:50.
First round was ornery.
It was.
Those people were unhappy.
You can leave a message anytime by using the iHeartRadio app. The little microphone feature is a talk back. You're hearing them. I don't know if you can pick them out, but I heard quite a few in the first segment. And then, of course, you leave a message with the phone number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
All of Verizon is down right now. You can't make or receive calls in the states of California, Arizona, and more. Is this the result of a Russian hack?
If somebody's getting raped on a metro link on a bus, I'm not going to run away. If somebody's getting stabbed, I'm not going to run away. And I don't think anybody should. You stay and you protect the other person. That's what we're supposed to do as a society.
One set of customers that Netflix has lost are the Trekkies. Netflix has pulled all of the Trek series out of their queue, and so now Trekkies all over the world are dropping Netflix.
So you don't like diverse people on your television or something? So, like, I'm writing a show for Netflix called White People Suck. Maybe you guys could be on it.
Yeah, about that Metro train, bullshit. They just need to shut it down completely.
I was assaulted on the bus by a punk teenage girl.
I drive the 55 and 57 round trip every day to and from work. Would never take the Metro if needed after hearing what I've heard. But Earth Day is coming up and the freeways are promoting, hey, save gas, drive on the Metro to save gas for Earth Day.
It's free today.
Funny.
Why is it that you stay in California if you despise it so much?
I heard you guys talking about sending the homeless out here to the desert on one condition. If you take back all those damn L.A. hipsters that already came out here, even switch, huh?
So they keep saying the prisons are overcrowded, yet they spend billions of dollars to try and house the homeless. What is wrong with this? Okay, they can spend billions of dollars maybe creating some more prisons and kill two birds with one stone.
This state won't be fixed until public service employee unions are forbidden by law to contributing to campaigns statewide, which is to say California is screwed forever.
That $800 million that the president wants to send to the Ukrainians, why doesn't he use that money for Garcetti's Angelinos?
I grew up in the greatest country on earth, and now I live in the dumbest country on earth. We're giving this country away to illegal immigration in China, and the taxes for the roads and homeless will never be fixed.
Welcome to Gaston Delay. When you go shopping and you see something marked under $950, it's actually free.
So they want to completely control our lives over COVID, but fentanyl can just run wild, which kills at a faster rate. Something smells fishy to me.
Why aren't we charging these drug dealers that deal fentanyl with terrorism? They just caught a guy in Buena Park that had enough fentanyl to kill 4.7 million people. If that's not a WMD, I don't know what is.
Biden is absolutely unintelligible. What a piece of a moron.
You know, for all these fanatics that want to wear their mask until they die, it's probably going to be in their last will and testament, but when they have their open casket showing, to make sure that they're wearing their mask.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
By the way, you're right. Today is Earth Day, and Metro is free. You also get a free stabbing. It's free today on an attack of your choice.
Well, they give you the little medical
you
kit.
You want someone to expose themselves to you? That's possible, too.
I couldn't have said it better.
Thanks, Joe. Somebody hit him in the back. There you go. That's the moist line for the week.
We're
you
dope.
Can leave your messages at the iHeartRadio app with the little mic option, or you can call 1-877-MOIST-86.
Yeah. All right. So we got Mo Kelly coming in for Conway next. And we'll see you back on Monday. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. No, I have to do it right. KFI and KOST HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.